KQED.
Hospitals across California are performing C-sections at strikingly different rates. It seems a lot depends on which hospital a mother heads to and what doctor delivers her baby. That's the finding by reporter Nate Johnson with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting.
We started off by looking a few months back at maternal mortality, and the number of women who were dying in childbirth had more than doubled in the last decade. And so that was the first finding. And when we went looking for the causes of that, one of the suspected causes was this rise in cesarean sections. So what we wanted to do was look at cesarean sections and see, are there any cesarean sections that are happening that don't have a legitimate medical reason? You know, some of this rise is surely because, you know, we have this obesity epidemic and mothers are older when they give birth. But it looks like there are others that are happening just because the doctor feels like doing it at that time or doesn't feel like waiting around for the long-term vaginal birth.
You took a specific look in this story at hospitals and the way hospitals are managed. Why did you choose to do that?
Well, if you look at just what's changed over time, you get all of these complicating, confounding factors. But if you compare two hospitals next to each other, the changes over time kind of drop out. We can look at two hospitals that have similar demographics, that have a similar population that they serve. And if they have these huge differences in cesarean sections, that means there's something further to dig into there.
Can you give us a specific example?
Sure. So if you look in LA, that's where the C-section rates tend to be higher in Southern California. In the eastern part of LA, there's Downey Hospital over sort of by Whittier. It is a nonprofit. It has a rate of about 13% when you look at the low-risk women, the women that are least likely to be candidates for C-section. Just about 7 miles away, you have the Huntington Park Hospital, and that hospital has a rate of over 34%. That hospital is also a for-profit hospital. So what's causing that difference? Probably not just a simple demographic shift. The drive for profits may be a factor here. You do make more money if you do a C-section than if you do a vaginal birth. The tricky thing is that it's not the hospitals that are making this decision. The doctors and the patient are making that decision together, and the doctors don't work for the hospitals often. So this would be mediated through an administrator perhaps saying, look, we really got to free up some bed space quickly, something like that. But there's other factors as well. Obstetrics is a bastion of freedom in the medical field, and it's not like there's one standard that everybody follows. And I would go to one doctor who would say, you know, look, I really believe in the Friedman curve, which is a method for determining when you do a C-section. And I'd go to another doctor who would say, gosh, that's been outdated since the 80s. And part of that has to do with the fact that it's hard to do a randomized controlled trial on a C-section versus a vaginal birth. You can't just say, like, today you're going to have a C-section.
One of the more disturbing elements of your story is the finding that hospital staff and doctors sometimes pressure women. The staff is concerned about staffing, is concerned about convenience, but to the mother, they can mischaracterize the medical threat the mother faces by going with a natural birth. Let's hear from one of the nurses that you talk to.
The doctors will come in and tell them, if you don't have the C-section right now, you can refuse to do so, but I want you to sign this paper that says that your baby will be damaged or your baby may die. And that is not necessarily the truth. That is just trying to convince the patient to have the C-section when the doctor calls it. There is no such form at our hospital, no such consent that says I do not agree to have the C-section and accept responsibility for any negative outcomes as a result.
Yeah, this is her community. She's seeing these young girls, often Latino girls who maybe don't speak a lot of English, come in and they could have a vaginal birth, but when it starts taking too long, the doctor just gets nervous and the doctor's been trained that perhaps a C-section is safer. You know, these women aren't going to argue with that.
Nate Johnson covers health for California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. There's more information about his study online at californiareport.org.